crush goes better with Mentos, fresh and full of life.
Mentos, the fresh maker.
Be seeing ya.
Yeah, I hope not sporadically.
That line's been in my head for the last couple of weeks. Anything that Brittany Murphy says in the 1995 movie Clueless, which is an absolute classic if you've never seen it, because this podcast has felt sporadic over the last couple of weeks, and we're going to talk about that. But it's episode 400. Been on the air for almost 9 years. That's pretty nuts, and that's not the norm in the podcast world. We got a couple things we're going to cover today. Welcome back to the Mind and Fitness Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Eddie Lindenstein. Thank you so much for being here today. And as always, I want to thank the patrons of the show. Go to patreon.com/ the Mind and Fitness Podcast if you would like to support the show. So let me make sure that I give a shout out to the patrons, especially as we're in episode 400 now. Barb and Arnie, who have been here since 2018. Last decade, which is crazy. Sarah and Brian and Julie and Christina have also been here since the last decade. And then in 2020, Michael, Tony, Irina, Jason all joined. And then in 2021, John and Dominic and Elise. And then in 22, Deborah and Julie and Jeff. And then 2023, Albert and Teresa and Mary. In 2025, Justin, Red Fire Phoenix, and Carolyn all joined on. Thank you all so much for continuing to be a part of this show every single week, month, and year. It means the absolute world that you're still here hanging out. So a couple of things that I wanted to go through today. I thought it was fun when I went through my workouts from a couple of weeks ago to give you a sense of what the fitness part of this podcast is all about. So on Monday the 26th, I did four sets of four of hang, squat, clean, and jerk, and then four sets of two. I did a zone 2 1-mile run. I did a complex of dumbbell lateral raises, dumbbell front raises, and bent over lateral raises. I did some dumbbell Bulgarian split squats. As I record this, it is Tuesday at about 5:20 p.m. And today, this morning, I ran a 5K. 25:03. Was not all that happy with that time. I was doing a lot of running last summer and then focused a little bit more on the strength work and more short burst stuff as the fall and the winter have rolled on. I think I want to get back into doing one day a week that's a little bit more distance. And as I've been using Google Gemini to help me, you know, how can I improve my 5K and 10K time, especially if I want to do the 4th of July race again this year? And basically, she said to spend the first 4 weeks just going for 50 or 60 minutes of continuously running and doing it at a conversational pace. So I'm going to start that next week, and basically I'll just run for 25 minutes and then I'll turn around and run home for 25 minutes. And we'll kind of see where that takes us. So I did a 5K today. I did three sets of 15 of hip extensions. I did 200 double unders, which it's a jump rope, but you're letting the rope pass under your feet two times instead of one time. So that was pretty cool. As far as the rest of the week goes, I'm sort of in a debate of what it is I want to do. I'm going to rest tomorrow, today as you hear this, which is Wednesday, January 28th. But I think on Thursday, what I'm going to do, let's see here. It's loading. BTWB is loading, a little slow. I'm going to do 10 rounds for time of 10 snatches and 3 burpees over the bar. I'll do 135 pounds on that. That'll be cool. And then I think on Friday, let's load this one and see what this says. I don't know. I'm torn. There's one that it's 43 minutes. I don't know if I'm going to do that. Maybe I'll do that. We'll see. So it'd be a 5 rounds of a 400 meter run, 30 box jumps, 30 wall balls. It looks like it took me 43 minutes last time, and I did it 3 years ago. So I guess we'll just see how. I guess we'll just see how that goes if I decide to do it. So couple things I wanted to touch on today, and I've been debating on how I want to do this. So I think first, I went all the way back, and this might be one of those instances where you come back late if you're walking right now or you're driving, maybe you come back later and you write these down. But I was just kind of browsing over the 399 episodes that precede this one, precede this one. Is that a word? No, I think that's a word. What are some of my favorites? So I start all the way back October 2nd, 2017 was the first episode that ever aired on this podcast. And for a large part, it aired weekly up until the last few months, essentially. There was a 2.5 month break between, it wasn't even 2.5, or there was a few month break after I interviewed Steve Ozanich in 2017. And that was mostly for The Birth of Audrey, which happened in January of 2018. So let me just rattle off a few here. So episode 3, which is with Eric Gouge, that was a really great episode. And the reason that really rings to me is that this was meant to be more fitness, less mind. And what Eric really honed in on was having headaches after being in combat in the military. And that really resonated with me. Episode 10 was the first time that Nicole Sachs had ever joined the podcast. That was really great. Episode 14 was Steve Ozanich. That was a really fun episode. Let's see here. Christy Weepy, first time she joined was episode 21, all the way back in June of 2018. Let's see here. Dr. David Hanscom, that was the first in-person one that I did with an expert. That was episode 25. Jeanette Barber, who was the executive producer of the Rosie O'Donnell Show that was featured in the famous Sarno 2020 special, interviewed her, episode 29. Michael Galinsky, who was a co-creator of All the Rage, Saved by Sarno, was episode 31. That was a really fun episode. Dr. Schechter, first time he was around, was episode 35. Nicole Sachs came back, episode 37 and 38. Jeremy Whitaker, who wrote one of the best pieces I've ever read about TMS and healing, he was episode 39. The week after that, Adam Heller, God, late 2018, were just banger after banger. Adam Heller from Zero Pain Now joined me on episode 40. He talked about his pragmatic approach to this stuff. I mean, other than Sarno's book, his book has honestly probably helped me the most with its simplicity. I think that's great if you've never read it. Dr. Margaret Chan joined me on episode 43. That was really great. The Pain PT, Jim Prusak, episode 46 was really great. Dr. Arlene Feinblatt and Dr. Eric Sherman joined me for episode 52. Check this out. Episode 53, Michelle Hintzberger, she told a story about being a widow. She's from Thunder Bay, Ontario, Canada. That still, to this day, that's episode 53. That aired January 16th, 2019. So it's been over 7 years. It is still the most listened to episode in the history of this podcast. So if you haven't listened to episode 53, I'd say to go back and do it. Dr. Alicia Batson, episode 55, an internal medicine doctor. I think that's what she was, psychiatry also. That was really great. Really loved having her here. Let's see here. Rolling through. Continue. Dan Buglio, episode 70. He was doing daily videos all the time. I think he still is on YouTube, and it was really awesome having him in there. Jim Prusak came back for episode 78 to talk about chronic pain and athletes. That was really awesome. Adriana Bucci, who talks a lot about narcissistic personality disorder, the Shift Show she did for a little bit, but she's got a hell of a following on Instagram now, and I don't think she had one back then, and that's been cool to watch her grow and mature as an influencer and somebody that's respected in the space. Dr. Mike Murray, episode 83, a chiropractor who sort of found his way working within the mind-body space as opposed to kind of the physical pain space. Howard Schubiner, the gold standard episode, episode 85. It's one of the best ones. It's when people will ask me, hey, like, what's one episode to listen to? That is the one that I will send them to, is that one. Hannah Studley, episode 90, her first appearance. Julie Markowitz talked a lot about regaining your power and how important that is in all of this. That was episode 92. Dr. David Clark joined me at 95. Liz Wallenstein, an incredible therapist, episode 100. Having her on, that was a really big deal, having her be a part of it. Let's see here. What are some other ones that really jump out at me? Christy Weepy coming back, Liz Wallenstein coming back, Dr. Dan Ratner here for two episodes. That's episode 114, 115, 116, 117. So those were all in a row. That was really great. Let's see here. What else do we got? I loved having Dr. Tova Goldfein and Rose Howie on the show, episode 25. David Hanscom coming back, episode 132. That was a great episode. Charlie Merrill, one of my favorite guys in this space, episode 138. He does a lot of really great work on Instagram and a lot of great content. He's out in Boulder, Colorado, I think, and maybe it's Colorado Springs, somewhere out in Colorado. Does amazing work. Dr. Douglas Grafrida from the University of Rochester. He joined me in episode 140, which was a lot of fun. Dr. Dan Ratner back, episode 149. Let's see here. Who else is jumping out at me as I'm going through this? Karen Isaacs, who was a former Sarno patient, episode 175. That was a lot of fun. Brad Gutting coming back. I think we did an in-person episode 180. That was a lot of fun. Jeannie Colwin, constant friend of the show, spoke about the power of breath work. We did this as an in-person episode 188. I'd say that. Check that out. Charlie Merrill is back and talking about athletics, which is episode 196. Dr. Yoni Ashar, who was one of the leading doctors on the Boulder back pain study, episode 204. Unwinding a Pandemic with Nicole Sachs, that was episode 211. Barkley and Me, episode 218. And about 3 years before that, I had Dickie and Me. So these were my beloved dogs who had passed away, and these were episodes that were homage to them. It's so much a part of the experience. We Can't Solve an Emotional Problem with a Physical Solution with Lisa Schlossberg, one of my favorite voices in the space, episode 215. I'd say to check that out. Dan Buglio back at episode 227 was great. Liz Wallenstein back at episode 236. I always love talking to her. And this just goes on and on. I mean, there's 41 pages here in the podcast thing that I use. Dr. Jill Morris, episode 269, a dentist. Having a dentist on to talk about that was really great. The Lisa Schlossberg Experience, episode 273 and 274. Were really great. So there's just a lot of stuff here. I got to thinking about what's been going on lately. The last two episodes that have aired, I had said that journal speak is really saving my butt right now. And so much of that had to do with my kid and my job, two things that were causing immense stress. And I don't even remember if by the time I posted the last episode, if Lexi, one of my dogs, had gotten really sick. The Saturday after I posted that, I got rear-ended dealing with a mess with insurance right now. Looks like it's going to get fixed or starting to get fixed next week, middle of next week, which that's like kind of the first good news on that in a couple of weeks, which is really nice. You know, ultimately, the best ammo, the best weapon that I have for a lot of life is outcome independence. Alan Gordon talks about outcome independence in his book, and it's the ability to focus entirely on the process and values while remaining detached from the specific result. And it's really a superpower. I've been able to leverage this in sales over the last 6 to 7 years. And I think it's made me more successful. I was very successful in sales from 2011 until about 2017. And I'd say in the latter stages of that, largely my entire identity was wrapped up in how I performed as a salesperson. Subsequently, since then, it's been something that I do. It's not who I am. So the less you really like it means the less that you care about the outcome, the better that the outcomes usually become. And I think that's wild for people that are so, so drilled in, so laser focused on outcomes like a salesperson should be, or people that are really trying to get out of chronic pain. They're focusing on that all the time. Pain becomes their thesis. It becomes everything that they are about. And this is in a lot of ways for people with work or people in other professions, things like that. And it's all about the outcome. And where that becomes incredibly unhealthy is that, like, you work for months or weeks or years or longer on a particular goal. And then if that goal doesn't happen, all that you're looking towards is that goal. And then if it doesn't happen, then what? All that work is, it's really for nothing. So if you can focus on the gratification that you have from doing the work, the steps that are in between. Like, for instance, I do all of this weightlifting training and CrossFit training and all of that. There's no real destination other than being able to be old and sit on the toilet and take a dump and be able to get up okay. not fall down and not be able to get up. Like, or certainly being able to fall and not get up. Things like that. I guess that that's the end. But really, it's the journey that I enjoy going through the process. Can I be somebody that can deadlift 350 or 400 pounds and then go run a 10K the next day? Like, I really, really like that stuff. And the nice thing about sort of being into the process and living for the process is that you're kind of always able to get some good feedback. Even if you screw something up, if you're outcome independent, you're kind of always getting a little bit of gratification, which is nice. So really, focusing on the internal goal, you can't control if you can win the game, but you can control how hard you play. And when I talk to the girls that I coach for soccer in particular, so much of my messaging is around, it doesn't, like, who cares if we lose the game? I don't care if our record is 0-10. Did we work hard? Did we do everything that we could do? Did we have good sportsmanship throughout? Did we shake the hand of our opponent, win or lose? Did we go out into our community and we were a steward of that? Did we treat our friends and family and kids that we go to school with and opponents with respect? Like, those are all the things, right? Those are the things that we can really control. Those are the little things along the way. The outcome being the game, the determination of the game. Did we win the game or did we lose the game? That's the outcome. But can we be independent of that and really get little wins along the way? Like, that's something that's been burning in my brain lately because so much feels like it has gone wrong over the last couple, 3 months in so many different ways. So I guess in essence, if your happiness is tied to a result that you don't have full control over, you're giving all of your joy and all of your power away to a stranger or to some sort of an external force. You no longer have the keys to the car or the key card if you drive a Tesla like me, which is going to be in a repair shop soon. That's what I want you to walk away from episode 400. I love doing this show. I've done it for a long time. As difficult sometimes as it is to come up with content, I do find myself always generally having something to talk about. And sometimes that motivation comes from perusing a Facebook group and seeing people asking the same kinds of questions. And unfortunately, like, a lot of the times what I see are people talking about, I've got XYZ symptom. Could this be TMS? I'm not a doctor. I can't tell you that. But what I can say is that I can say that if you've suffered from something, Dr. Schubiner talked about this in his episode. Go back and find it from the summer of 2019 if you want to hear him talk about it. Sort of the longer that something is around, the more you can assume that it is a mind-body issue. So have some grace with yourself. It's been great having you here for 400 episodes. Give me a shout if you'd like. But again, yes, I'm very happy that you're here. Let's do this again, and I hope it's not sporadically.